I'm worried about the crew, my son. The men are nervous and unsettled. They're frightened.
Patience, father, patience. We are nearing our goal.
I should like to feel as confident as you do, my son. Let us go and see what has happened.
Yes,
what is the matter, Juanito?
Father! Father, look into the waves over there.
A wrecked ship. You can only see the mast.
It's an evil omen. Let me the sign of the cross.
I thought you were sailors. You're as brave as a lot of little girls still tied to the mother's apron strings.
Senor Admiral, my father has told me about the mountains under the sea. They can attract towards them everything iron on board a ship.
It's the mountains that wrecked that ship over there.
Oh, Santa Maria will be wrecked as well.
Stop that nonsense. There's a lot of old wives' tales. Every man back to his station.
Look! In the sky!
It's like a great flame!
It's a ball of fire!
It's coming towards us! It's gonna hit us!
It's been sent from heaven to punish us for sailing here!
It's fallen into the sea.
Oh, let us give thanks to God.
Lord, keep us safe from dangers, preserve our lives, and let us one day see the coasts of Spain again.
Amen.
What's that down there?
Huh? Where?
Straight in front of us.
Huh? Grass! There's grass on the water! Land ahoy!
No! Don't shout victory too soon.
Well, what do you mean, Juanita?
I mean that there's far too much grass for it to be on the earth.
That's true. There's grass everywhere. To starboard, to larboard, and as far as you can see, right to the horizon.
It's not grass. It's seaweed. What they call Saragossa seaweed.
Santa Maria. Can it possibly be?
I'm afraid it is. The Sea of Darkness.
Sailing for 2 days now in the Sea of Darkness.
We'll never come out of this alive.
The seaweed is the edge of the universe. We can't go any further.
It'll imprison the ship and we'll be marooned here until the end of time.
Unless the Kraken pulls us down into the depths.
What is the Kraken?
Well, an evil spirit which hangs onto the White Sea with one arm and with the other scours the ocean for lost ships.
Madre de Dios, protect us.
Yeah, the Arabs, who call this cursed region Bahr al-Talmet, say that a colossal bird hovers above the seaweed. It's so big that it can pick a ship up in its beak, a ship with all its crew. It carries it off into the clouds, shatters it between its claws, and throws the sailors into the gulf where the great Leviathan is waiting for them with its cortege of monsters.
Stop, you're giving me goose flesh.
If I come out of this alive, I shall light a candle to St. James every day for the rest of my life.
If we escape the Kraken, the great Leviathan, the mermaids, and other dangers of the sea, we shall die just the same of hunger and thirst.
The seaweed's disappearing! Look! To the west, the sea is clear!
At last. Praise be to God.
Look! Seagulls! They're lighting on the shroud!
My friends, our voyage is coming to an end. Let us give thanks to God. Blessed be the light.
Blessed be the light.
And blessed be the cross.
Blessed be the cross.
Blessed be the Lord and the Holy Trinity. Have you been to see the crew?
Yes, my son. Most of the men are lying on their sheepskins, prostrate and discouraged. They haven't even touched their soup.
I can understand their disappointments. They thought they were going to land. They're nothing. Always nothing. The land seems to be fleeing us.
And there's not a breath of wind. Our three ships are motionless.
Come in. You, Senor Pinzon. Why have you left the Pinta?
I wish to speak to you, Senor Admiral.
I am listening.
According to the map you gave me, Senor, the islands must lie to the south and to the north. Why not make sail for them?
You know that my goal is to reach India.
Oh, India. Since we came round the Island of Iron, we've sailed more than 600 leagues in search of this phantom continent.
My son, you must have confidence in the Admiral, in whose hands God has placed our destiny.
Father, your point of view is that of a man of God, but I am a sailor. The crews of the Pinta and the Nina are at the end of their tether. If this situation lasts even a few days more, I shan't be able to answer for anything that may happen.
What do you mean?
I shall be frank, Senor Admiral. If we don't touch land, the crews will mutiny.
It's your duty to maintain discipline aboard your ship, Senor Pinzon. Don't forget it. Use the utmost severity to nip any attempt at mutiny in the bud. If some regrettable incident should occur, I shall hold you personally responsible for it.
Senor Admiral, it's not easy
to... That will do, Senor. Get back to the Pinta. And don't leave her again without my permission. And that is an order.
What weather. It's been raining for the past 10 days. It doesn't stop for a minute. It's a real flood.
But there's still no wind.
The Pinta is becalmed about 10 ships' lengths away. It's a wonderful chance. Are all the crew here?
Only Juanito's missing. Here he comes.
I've been along to make sure that the Admiral's asleep.
So we'll all get soaked here. Let's get under cover.
Now listen, everybody. We left Palos on August the 3rd. It's the 10th of October now. In other words, we've been sailing for 68 days. 68 days! It's almost an eternity.
The Admiral has been making fun of us. He's no sailor. He's just a landlubber, full of insane ideas about the sea.
Captain Pinzon asked him to turn back, but he refused.
We'll all be lost because of his obstinacy.
We've got to make him take us back to Spain.
Well, how can we do that?
We'll have to use force.
And if he refuses to give in, what do we do?
We'll throw him overboard.
And Captain Pinzon will take over the Santa Maria.
Do you think he'd agree to?
Well, like a shot. He says that if we listen to the Admiral, not one of us will ever see home again.
When do we start doing something about it, then?
Tonight.
We'll have to warn Captain Pinzon.
Come with me. We'll cross over to the Pinta in the dinghy. Slowly there. Carefully. Let her down gently.
Good luck.
Ahoy there!
Ahoy there! Who are you?
I'm Juanito from Santa Maria. Lower the ladder.
Here you are. Be careful you don't slip.
Oh, I'm soaked to the skin.
What do you want?
I want to see Captain Pinzon. Is he asleep?
He's in his cabin, but he's not asleep. He's too worried to sleep.
Come in.
Captain.
What are you doing here at this hour of the night, Juanito?
The men on board the Santa Maria refuse to go any further, sir.
Yes, my men too. Christopher Columbus is taking us to our deaths.
Let's put him in irons, sir, or else throw him into the sea.
May God be my witness. I've done everything in my power to prevent things from going as far as this. But it's too late now. Bermudez?
Sir?
Tell my brother to hold himself ready to accompany me on board the Santa Maria. And distribute weapons to 20 sailors. They'll be coming with us.
Captain Pinzon, why have you forced your way in like this?
I'm sorry, Senor Admiral, but I must ask you to relinquish your command.
And hand it over to you, I suppose, so that you can all go back to Castile. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, Pinzon, I'm not going to hand over my command to you or to anyone else for that matter. We are going to India.
No, Senor Admiral!
Silence! After God, I'm the only master here. Which of you traitors here would dare to join with Captain Pinzon in laying hands on me? But why all this nonsense? We've come through great trials and dangers together. I will take you to safety and prosperity. I swear I will. Captain Pinzon, I want to forget the incident entirely. Take your men and get back to your ship.
Juanito! Look what's floating on the sea over there.
A branch.
If there's a branch, there's a tree. And if there's a tree, there's land.
Father, we are approaching the continent. All the time we are coming across signs that tell us that we are approaching.
Now that the crew have picked up the branch of a tree laden with fruit, it seems that we can hope you are right.
If it be God's will, we shall touch land tomorrow. Is there something wrong with me? Look, Father, straight in front of us.
Merciful heavens! Can it be possible? It looks like a fire.
It's gone out?
Yes.
Our nerves are in a bad state, Father. We must have been mistaken.
Senor Admiral, I have seen birds of all colors.
There were parrots and a pelican. The continent cannot be found.
Land ahoy!
Did you hear it?
Land!
India.
Let us give thanks to God. Te Deum Laudamus.
Te Deum Laudamus.
Propter Magnam Gloriam Tuam.
All in the sails.
All in the sails.
All in the sails.
Lower anchor.
Lower anchor.
Lower anchor.
Look. Look on the shore there. Those completely naked savages.
Their skins are red and their faces are all daubed with paint.
Their hair's like a horse's mane.
I don't know how the Indians are going to welcome us. As a precaution, we'd better arm the sailors.
It does not appear as though there is anything to be feared from the natives. They're bowing down before the ships. And now they're running away like rabbits.
I think you're right, Father. I want my velvet doublet, my violet silk hose, and my satin cape. I must be fittingly dressed to set foot on this new land. In the name of their most Catholic Majesties, the King and Queen of Spain, I hereby take possession of this land, which I name San Salvador, for the greater glory of our holy Savior, Jesus Christ.
Vivas! Vivas! Vivas!
My friends, in reward for the perils we have undergone, God has granted to us that we shall reach the coast of Western India. The story of what we have accomplished will become known the world over. Men will talk of it through the centuries. We shall never be forgotten.